The 113th Assembly District, which includes portions of Saratoga and Washington counties, has been without representation since Republican Tony Jordan resigned in January to become Washington County District Attorney. Governor Andrew Cuomo did not call for a special election to fill the seat. In the close contest between Republican Steve Stalmer and Democrat Kerry Warner, Warner edged out a victory Tuesday night. Warner, a software developer and a member of the Round Lake Board of Trustees, ran against Jordan 2 years ago. She reflected on her 3 years on the campaign trail.
You know, the lesson of the last 3 years, the lesson of last night is that hard work, listening to people, learning from people who are working in the district, living in the district, pays off.
Warner said she does not put much weight on the district's swing from Republican to Democrat. She said the economic impact of the communities along the I-87 corridor is growing, but that the communities upstate share similar problems. Warner said she hopes to follow a model of a bipartisan, united upstate in Albany.
All of our communities face the same challenges. They're rural communities. We have small towns and villages that are struggling with infrastructure, that need infrastructure investment in order to bring in private dollars. Our schools are struggling. These are common problems, and there are common opportunities.
Warner campaigned on women's equality, fiscal responsibility, and her experience in government. Stalmer, a former congressional aide to Chris Gibson of the 19th District, said he wishes he would have spoken out more against a few issues, including Common Core, during the campaign. Stalmer also reflected on the large amount of money spent during the campaign season. He estimated that $1 million was spent between the two campaigns.
So I think that shows that if that's not a really clear sign for the need for campaign finance reform and the way to get these mass amounts of transfers and money out of the system, you're talking $1 million for 37,000 votes. That's ridiculous.
Stalmer said he believes the controversy over language used in campaign mailers against Warner took attention away from the issues. Critics said Stalmer's campaign tried to distort Warner's record on taxes as a Round Lake trustee.
I take sole responsibility for what my campaign put out. I'm the final say on what we send out in mailers and stuff. But I think we put out some information that we could have conveyed in a different manner. I definitely learned some lessons through this campaign on how to better articulate your message and how to get your point across in a different way.
Stalmer congratulated Warner on her victory.
She worked incredibly hard herself, so she deserves it.
During the period the district went without representation in Albany, Republican Jim Tedisco of the neighboring 112th District spent time hearing from constituents. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.